Good morning, all. Today is Thursday, 14th of February, and right now it's cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast says for today partly cloudy with a chance of rain, with temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 29 degrees Celsius with a heat index on 32. It's supposed to be breezy again with easterly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect overcast in the evening, then partly cloudy. Again, easterly winds at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 81% and will drop by noon on 70%, and chance of precipitation is on 20%. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 17%. And in the name of our team, we wish you all happy Valentine's Day, Day of Love. We got a chance to celebrate it this year in expressing real love towards fellow women, all the women on the planet who might have been abused in past, are constantly abused and oppressed, by dancing and celebrating feminine side in each of us. This afternoon, between 4 to 5, at Eucalyptus Grove under the solar kitchen toward courage and certitude. Yes, this is 1 billion rising and dancing event. Evening also offers some soulful jazz at Mango Hill by Priscilla Nurian, which we had chance to hear at Unity Pavilion International Zone past Friday, and if you have missed it, well, today it's maybe the perfect opportunity. Or we can celebrate Valentine's Day the Auroville way at Repo. Repo community invites you and your beloved to a special dinner celebration on Valentine's Day tonight and possibly also on the following nights on Friday, Saturday and Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. celebrating Valentine's Day the Auroville way. Even though in Auroville, as mother advised, couples generally don't marry, it is simply because true love between the two beings is the only really important thing, the one thing that truly assures an enduring relationship, and that's what we want to celebrate in our own Aurovillian way for Valentine's Day. It will be candlelit and starlit dinner with special menu composed by Auroville International France master cook Francois. Repo team is asking us to book in advance. Another way, also so much in our Aurovillian way, is to witness the inauguration, the Mother's Yoga exhibition at Savitri Bhavan today, 14, which would be open until Wednesday, 6th of March. The exhibition follows the Mother's Yoga practice from 1956 through 1973. Mother said her body was staying alive so that the first steps towards a supramental transformation would be fulfilled now. In her agenda, she has spoken of her yoga practice and her experiences and realizations, which are the fulfillment of these first steps. And the agenda is the continuing record of many different things over the years. Only the things Mother said about her yoga have been taken from the agenda and made in two volumes, approximately 900 pages. And the title of the book is The Mother's Yoga. The book is still in press, but volume 1 should be available at the exhibition during Darshan week, and volume 2 should be available the week after. The exhibition has been taken from this new publication. It shows turning points and important developments as Mother continues her inner work. In 2011, there was an exhibition called The Supramental Transformation. Loretta gave 5 talks on Mother's experience in the agenda. These talks will be also available for sale at the exhibition. There is a second exhibition within the Mother's Yoga exhibition. It is called Sri Aurobindo Yoga and the Writing of Savitri. It shows the progress of Sri Aurobindo's realization of the supermind and his realization of the part played by the Divine Mother in supramental manifestation. 3 different passages from Savitri are shown in the 3 different stages of creation, starting in the mid of 20s and ending in the late 40s. This research, along with many interesting facts about the writings of Savitri, has been given by Ashram Archives. They have also given beautiful photographs of each of the original writings. Everyone is welcome, and this year there will be no talks for children, but they can still receive the blessing package, signed photographs of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. Food Links has announced Give to the Mother on Thursday, 21st of February, by words, "Let us celebrate the abundance of nature and the dedication of our farmers. Be free to take all you need. Be free to give all you can. Let us combine our energies," join the Food Link team. Which of course did rise the curiosity, and following is the short interview with Jasmine, member of Food Link.
Good morning, Jasmine. This is Andrea from the Auroville Radio.
Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much. Can you explain the Food Link initiative about the 21st of February? What is going to happen?
Okay. All right. Well, basically, as you know, Food Link is a service. It and its basic purpose is to serve the Oroville community in terms of food security, providing Oroville community with the food that is organically grown on the Oroville farms. You know, Mother envisioned Oroville to be fully self-sustaining in terms of food. Of course, that is a far cry away from where we are right now. But so that is one side. And the other side, of course, is Foodlink is also part of the farm group of the Oroville farmers. So Foodlink buys in everything that is produced by the Oroville farms. And from Foodlink, then it gets distributed. It goes to all the major, you know, the kitchens in Oroville, like Solar Kitchen, of course. It goes to the New Purtus Distribution Center. It goes to various restaurants. It goes to the Purtus shop in Aspiration. And then there is also the Foodlink Direct outlet, which is a small stall which people find behind the free store. If you go from New Purtus, you come to a free store, and then facing it is a Foodlink stall, which not all Orwellian know about. But this is where this initiative is going to be.
Can you explain a little bit about what is this initiative, so how it will work?
How it will work on Mother's Birthday?
Yes, on that day.
Yeah. Okay, it is actually, we have already had one sort of a trial run of this. The ideal of Oroville, of course, being that there is no money circulation within Oroville. So based on that ideal, it has been felt, wouldn't it be wonderful to take a step towards that? And this is why on Mother's Birthday, and hopefully on other occasions too later on, all the produce, all the fresh vegetables and fruit that are produced on the farms that come to Foodlink will be offered from the Foodlink Direct to all Orovillians and guests, of course, who come to Foodlink. They can help themselves. And the idea is really take all you need and give all you can. So there will be no prices, there will be no rates on that day for all the fresh things.
Okay, so it's a
special... And everybody is invited to contribute on the basis of what they can.
Yes, so they can bring foods and sharing foods with others and taking food without giving anything else.
There will be a blue sheet as usual. And, you know, sharing food is a little complicated. So the idea was that instead of we take it from your account, you just make a donation.
Okay, thank you very much, Jasmine. And so you will see on the 21st of February at Foodlink, close to Solar Kitchen.
Wonderful, Andrea. Thank you so much. And
on Tuesday, 19th of February at 7:30 p.m., the Oroville Theatre Group presents Three Dances in One at Kripa in Kalabumi. And about this performance, we talk with Jill over the phone. Hello, good morning, Jill.
Yes, good morning.
I would like to make a short interview with you over the phone about the dance performance on Monday.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, there's three different dancers performing.
Yes.
So it all happened very sort of spontaneously, mm-hmm. Because Irene, who is a good friend of Orville's, a dancer, and her partner, Johan, they come often to Oroville, and so I keep up with them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they've been dancing all over the world. And when I knew they were in India, she asked me, "Can we come to Oroville and can you set up something there?" So then I thought of. She said, "But the dance will be very short, only about 20-25 minutes." Mm-hmm. So then I thought, okay, that's not enough. We'll get somebody else to dance also. And then the first person I thought of was Grace. Yeah. And it seems Grace has a piece that she's working on. So it will be a performance of her work in progress. Mm-hmm. And then the other day at lunch, the third dancer, who is a friend of ours, Savitri, mm-hmm. who played the lead in the play that we did called Nagamandala.
Yes,
remember. She's also a dancer, and she's been studying dance in Bangalore recently, mm-hmm. at this Kalari. So So she was there, and she said, "I also want to dance." So now we have three dancers.
You got three exceptional women doing each of them each own piece, yeah.
So So it will be three. So then I thought of the title Three in One. So that's the name of the evening program.
Which would be?
Three dances in one evening.
Yes.
Which is on the 19th.
At 7:30, correct?
Yeah, 7:30 at Kripa.
But out of these, there are three dances, but is there anything common?
I don't know.
Like an idea or thread?
We have to see. One is called A Lost Part of My Body.
Yes.
Which she explained is the story of how a woman feels after she's lost part of herself. Mm-hmm. And the second, I don't know if there's any theme in common except the urge to create. Between all of them, including Johann, of course, because Johann is Irene's partner. Mm-hmm. This urge to create through dance.
The Grace.
I understand that with Grace's piece, there is music. Original music has been written, and Jorgen from Brindavan has created some
digital
visuals.
Painting. Yeah.
For Grace's piece.
Mm-hmm. And the music, because I know it was created in Oroville, is gonna be performed live or? It will be on
No, I think it will be recorded. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's live, because they asked about the sound system. Mm-hmm. And we have a brand new, up-to-date, super-duper sound system at Kripa now, so it will be recorded. I don't think it will be live. Mm-hmm. I can ask. I didn't really ask them.
Okay.
I'm busy this morning. I have to go and make the poster. Mm-hmm. So my part of it is the production part, and they have to come and dance. But it's a good team working relationship, and I love all these people very much. They're very creative, and I don't think we've had a dance piece yet at Kripa.
No, not yet.
So this seemed like a perfect opportunity, really, to have an evening of dance. Mm-hmm. And I understand from people who have responded so far to the invitation that people are very interested. There's even a fellow coming from Chennai, a director of a theater group who's coming from Chennai. So,
to see that.
You know, when you put something on Facebook, you never know who's going to see it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That is
the power of internet, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping for a good audience, and I'm sure it will be an enjoyable evening. It will be videotaped. Mm-hmm.
Just in case if we miss it, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, Jill, thank you for today, and see you on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, bye. On Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. at Kripa, Auroville Choir singing sacred, contemporary, gospel, traditional, pop choral music with Met on piano and conducted by Nuria. And tomorrow at Unity Pavilion International Zone at 5 p.m., Professor Edwin Zappe will give a speech on the fascination of words. And the following day on Saturday at 5:30, also at Unity Pavilion, a Scholars Garden showing Korean culture in a nutshell. It's a lecture by Professor Werner Sasse from Germany and Seoul. On Monday, 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, Jean-Christophe Bonafour will share with the community meditative lute concert. And on 17 on Sunday, also the basketball league starts with 8 a.m. and continue until 28th of February every day at the Certitude Sports Ground. Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies India and the World, Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with the other working groups, prepare the events for the birthday week from February 20th to 26th. And this year's title is Auroville, the Golden Bond Towards Human Unity, Steps Ahead. Within this, we'll have a chance to hear L'Avenir presenting on February 20th, which is Wednesday. how to fasten the advent of the new world and how to build a city that is needed. And later on in the afternoon, the issue of land protection on February on 22nd, Friday, also in town hall. They will share with us next steps in integral health for oral, which would be presentation by the College Clinic and oral integral health team. On Saturday, 23rd, again in town hall between 10 to noon, there would be talks by our friends who visit us each year. Details are on it. Within this series, steps ahead, February 26th at Unity Pavilion International Zone between 10 to noon and between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., it will be sharing our International Zone, which is saying the International Zone wants to move ahead with the development of the city and invites everyone to see together their next steps. And later on at 7 p.m., at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, it will be classical music. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India Culture and International Zone this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 15, 16 and 17, at 5 and at 7:45 p.m., we can follow the panorama of contemporary Indian cinema, where we will be able to see 6 new films in 3 days. On Saturday, film director Girish Kasaravali will present his latest film, Kurmavatara, The Tortoise in Incarnation. A detailed program you can see in news and notes. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French drama, Love, which was made in France in 2012 by director Michel Henke. On Saturday, they will screen an international adventure drama fantasy, The Fall, which was made in India and USA in 2006 by director Tarzan Singh. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m., children can see animation action adventure Brave, made in USA in 2012 by director Mark Andrew. And at Cine Club later on at 8 p.m., they will screen drama fantasy science fiction Brazil, made in UK in 1985 by director Terry Gilly. An outer activity as well as an inner change is needed, and it must be at once a spiritual, cultural, educational, social, and economical action, wrote Sri Aurobindo. And the mother wrote, in the words of the mother, on the spiritual path, each step forward is a conquest and the result of a fight. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.